Track 12, and we now have three Christmas readings for the season. They're on separate tracks. Firstly, we have an extract from The Dean's Watch by Elizabeth Googe. Elizabeth Beecham Googe was an English author born in 1900 in Wells, Somerset, close by the cathedral. Her father, the Reverend Henry Leighton Googe, taught in the cathedral school, so it's not too surprising that one of her books was set in a cathedral city in the 1870s, the town dominated by the great cathedral and its formidable dean, who holds a deep love for his parishioners and townspeople. This is her description of Christmas morning.
All over the city, men and women and children poured out of the chapels and churches, exclaiming at the beauty of the day. It all looked as pretty as a picture, they said. The frost kept the sparkling snow from slipping away from roofs and chimney pots, but it was not too cold to spoil the sunshine. There was no wind. On their way home, whenever a distant view opened out, they could pause and enjoy it without having to shiver. The stretch of the snow-covered fen almost took their breath away. It was so beautiful under the blue arc of the sky. It was like the sea when it turns to silver under the dazzle of the sun. When they turned and looked up at the cathedral, its snow-covered towers seemed to rise to an immeasurable height. Then a wonderful fragrance assailed their nostrils. In steam-filled kitchens, the windows had been opened now and the day was waking up. The turkeys and baked potatoes and plum puddings were also warming up, and in another 40 minutes would have reached the peak of their perfection. Abruptly, Christmas Day swung over like a tossed coin. The silver and blue of bells and hymns and angels went down with a bang and was replaced by the red and gold of flaming plum puddings and candle trees. Everyone hurried home as quickly as they could.